When it comes to the 2015 peanut crop, University of Georgia plant pathologist Tim Brenneman says it will be known as the year for white mold.
We've just had extremely favorable conditions for it. We had a lot of vines early, and it made it hard to spray later in the year. And especially the dryland fields, even though they had a lot of rain early, we had some spots that really dried off late season. So once they started spraying for white mold, they didn't have the additional rain to help move that fungicide down. And if you deposit your fungicide in the top of the canopy, it does you no good for white mold control.
While white mold has been an issue the past couple of years, Brenneman said it was worse this year. So what should growers be thinking about when it comes to the 2016 crop?
Well, the longer rotations you can maintain, the better. If you have problem fields, I would be looking at some of these new varieties like Georgia 12Y. Excellent yield potential and an outstanding level of resistance to white mold. A lot of these problem fields I was walking wouldn't have been near the problem had 12Y been in those fields. So we really are in a kind of a Georgia 06G groove. 06G has been good to us. It's a great variety, but if you have white mold, it's not the variety you want to be growing.
But he says rotations are still important.
Particularly when we started getting better fungicide tools, it helped us maybe cheat a little bit on our rotations and get by with it. And sometimes you can do that for a while, but eventually it catches up with you. I mean, this year reminded us of the damage white mold can do. And the other thing, we tended to cut some corners this year chemical-wise. We have cheap tebuconazole out there, and in the past that's been a good treatment. The effectiveness of that chemical has been going down, though, and we have some stuff that does a lot better, but it's going to be more expensive. And in these problem fields, we're going to need to not save pennies, and we're going to need to use the best tools we have to get control of that disease.
That's Tim Brenneman with the University of Georgia, based in Tifton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.